Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Kristen Wright. The Senate has given final approval to a foreign aid package that includes some $60 billion for Ukraine, sending it to President Biden's desk on a vote of 79 to 18. Biden says Congress has answered history's call, as NPR's Giles Snyder reports.
President Biden issued a statement shortly after Senate passage of the package, saying it sends a message to the world about the power of American leadership and that he intends to sign it into law as soon as it reaches his desk so the U.S. can send weapons and equipment to Ukraine this week. The bulk of the money in the roughly $95 billion package is earmarked for Ukraine, but there's also billions for Israel and other U.S. allies.
NPR's Giles Snyder reporting. Germany says it will resume support to the UN agency that aids Palestinians. UNRWA, as the agency is known, has been under scrutiny since Israel accused some of its staffers of taking part in the Hamas October 7th attack, as NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports now.
Germany, one of the larger donors to UNRWA, says it made the decision to resume its cooperation with the agency following an audit that was released this week. The report laid out recommendations for UNRWA to ensure its neutrality, and the agency's chief, Philippe Lazzarini, has promised donors he will follow up on that. Israeli officials blasted the report, saying it overlooks allegations that UNRWA has ties to Hamas in Gaza. Lazzarini accuses Israel of trying to undermine the agency and says Israel has killed 180 UNRWA staffers in Gaza and damaged or destroyed 160 of its buildings. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Tel Aviv.
The U.S. Supreme Court takes up another abortion case today. At issue is whether a federal law requiring hospitals to provide stabilizing emergency care preempts an Idaho abortion ban that only makes exception to save the pregnant person's life. NPR's Nina Totenberg reports now.
The Biden administration, backed by the American Academy of Emergency Physicians and other major medical groups, contends that a 1986 federal law called the Emergency Medical Care and Treatment Act requires that hospitals provide standard stabilizing care for any patient whose life or health is in serious jeopardy. The administration argues that conflicts with Idaho's law and that under the Constitution, federal law preempts state law. But Idaho counters that the emergency medical care statute was not meant to set a national baseline, and that the overarching Medicare law under which the statute was enacted defers to state and local laws. Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.
At this hour, Dow futures are down. You're listening to NPR News from Washington.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Allianz Travel Insurance. With benefits kicking in as close as 100 miles from home, you can protect your travel plans whether you're driving across state lines or flying cross country. Learn more at AllianzTravelInsurance.com.